Good morning and welcome to the Israel Project conference call. According to foreign reports, a chemical weapons factory in the Hama province in Syria was attacked overnight by Israeli warplanes. The Syrian army has confirmed that a military site near Masyaf was bombed, saying the attack was carried out by Israeli jets, leaving two Syrian soldiers dead. This attack comes amid one of the largest IDF drills in the past decades, aimed at preparing for the threat posed by Iran and Hezbollah from the north. And with us on the line today, in what is almost come to be a routine, is former National Security Advisor, Major General retired Yaakov Amidror, who is currently a senior fellow at both Bessa Center at JINSA. Good morning, Mr. Amidror.
Good morning.
I guess we should start with the obvious question. What happened and why this factory and why now?
First, I have to clarify, I do not have more information about the attack than was published, but I know the organization and the facility for many years. That was one of the centers of R&D and producing weapon systems, including chemical one, but not only, in Syria. For example, in 2006, the Israeli train warehouse was attacked in Haifa and few Israelis had been killed. That was done by rockets which came from the same organization, SIRS. So weapon systems had been transferred from this organization into the hands of Hezbollah during the years. And the question is, what happened that only now that facility was attacked? I don't know, but probably, and this is my assumption, it is very much connected to the fact that Nasrallah visited Damascus a few weeks ago and proudly discussed it in public, because he wanted to know that he has an influence in Damascus. And maybe one of the results of this visit was to transfer this facility to the hands of Hezbollah, or at least produce weapon system for Hezbollah. And as was declared by Israel for many years, we have three red lines in Syria. One, we will not let weapon systems, game changer little weapon system, to be transferred into the hands of Hezbollah. The second, we will not let the Iranians and Hezbollah to build the launching pads in the Golan Heights. There is no definition of the depths of the Golan Heights in the Syrian side. And the third one, that we will allow any one who come to the Israeli border wounded to be treated by our medicine system. So in a way, it is the same policy. If that was a facility in which weapon system was produced for Hezbollah, instead of targeting the convoys of Hezbollah or warehouses where they store their weapon system, the decision was here to prevent it from being produced. I think this is the only logical explanation to this attack, and it is within the frame of the old policy.
But do you see any difference from previous attacks attributed to Israel?
Yes, it is the first time that the target which was attacked is a formal Syrian facility, not just a warehouse, but a center of R&D and producing very old in Syria, responsible for producing the chemical weapon in the past, and many other weapon systems, including rockets and missiles. So it is not it is within the frame of the policy, but it is another level of interfering.
You mentioned the chemical weapons issue. Is there any indication that Hezbollah has already received chemical weapons from Syria?
Not as far as I know, and I'm not sure that this part of the institution is the one which produced the chemical weapon. That I'm not familiar with the details of the attack, so I cannot say if this is the part which was attacked, or it is the one which was more responsible more for producing other weapon systems like rockets, missiles, and so on.
But do you see an overnight attack related in any way to the UN finding that it was Syria that used the sarin gas attack back in April?
No, you don't produce such an attack within a few moments after declaration of the United Nations. It is not connected, but it's a very good background that no one probably took into account. But this is the regime with which we are dealing. And you know, it's now 10 years to the attack of the and the destruction of the Syrian nuclear reactor. And just imagine a situation in which this regime has nuclear capability.
I assume you're also hinting to Syria's neighbor to the east, Iran, as well.
Of course, they are now very much connected. I don't know who is making the decisions in Damascus. It is Assad or Khamenei.
We heard that the Syrian army is threatening that the attack will have serious repercussions to Israel. Should Israel expect some kind of retaliation and what that might look like?
The assumption should be that there would be a reaction, and I hope that the IDF is ready.
Do you have any estimation of what kind of retaliation the Syrians are
planning? Not at all, but I hope for Assad that he is not taking any steps because that he might find himself in a very bad situation.
Should we expect a Russian retaliation to this attack?
I don't think the Russians understand and fully understand after the visit of the Prime Minister in Sochi what are the interests of Israel, what Israel's concerns are, and they should not be surprised because it is well understood that Israel will not let Hezbollah to be stronger under the or using the chaos in Syria for being stronger in the future. If there is one important message that probably was transferred by the Prime Minister to President Putin in this conversation is these are the kind of messages. It's about Hezbollah, it's about Iran, and it should be clear for the Syria and for the Russians, and I believe that it is clear for years that we will not let Hezbollah to build its capabilities on the shoulders of the Russians.
Does this indicate in any way about a success of Netanyahu's recent meeting with Putin in Sochi, as you mentioned?
I think that the whole steps of diplomacy between Russia and Israel, and especially between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Putin, it's an example of good diplomacy. We don't agree about everything, but we very much respect the Russians. We understand their interest, and we expect they understand our interest. We don't agree about everything, it should be clear. We don't cooperate with them. We don't even coordinate with them, but we have a red line to prevent any mistake by both sides. Because both sides, even if they don't agree, they don't want to fight each other. And it is very, very important for us and probably important for the Russians as well. Otherwise, the line would not be kept by both sides. I think that the success of the diplomacy is first the discussions themselves, the fact that we have an open access to the president of Russia, which is a very important factor in the Middle East, and in the game of Syria is a central pillar. And the second one, that we are open with each other and each other understand the other side interest. I think it's a very good example of how to conduct diplomacy when you don't agree with the other side, but it is not your enemy, and Russia is not our enemy, although it's not that we like every step that they are doing and every weapon system that they are selling to the Iranians or to the Syrians. And I'm sure that they don't like every step that we are doing, but each side understands the other side interest.
Okay, we mentioned at the beginning that this attack occurred during one of the biggest IDF drills in past decades. Do you think the timing is just a coincidence?
I don't know, but you know, this exercise will be finished within 5 days, 10 days, I don't know, 15 days. It's I don't think it's so important as part of the timing. Tactically, maybe, but strategically, the exercise will those who took part in the taking part in the exercise will be released within a few days, I don't know, a week or 10 days. I'm not familiar with the details of the exercise.
One journalist on the line is asking, is this attack a warning message to Iran and Hezbollah that Israel is ready to go to war to protect itself?
We don't need this attack. We said it very clearly, that we will not allow Iran and Hezbollah to build capabilities which allow them to attack Israel from Syria, and we will not allow them to build the capabilities of Hezbollah under the chaotic umbrella of Syria. It was said publicly, clearly, we don't have to signal anything. If that will add to their understanding, very good. But you know, even without this attack, it was clear on the other side that we are ready to react whenever they cross the red line.
All right. Major General retired Yaakov Amidro, former National Security Advisor. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
You are most welcome.
Thank you to everyone who dialed in. Have a good day.